America's Web Radio, Jewish State, to the grassroots of the United States. The truth about Israel, as Israel is number one and leads the world in technology, agriculture, medicine, and the vast amounts of humanitarian work that they do around the world. Thank you guys at America's Web Radio. You are the best. Insight to Israel has been on the radio for over a year now. And we are heard in across the United States, in Europe, and in the Jewish state. So I'm going to thank you guys. You are the best. And I can't say enough how we have worked together. It's been good times and bad. When this thing first started out, it was tough because I'd never done radio before. But we're on a roll in bringing this truth to the United States. And I have to say, this is an amazing, amazing, amazing country, the Jewish state. I get to be here after 2,000 years of exile to see what Moses could not. To see what Moses could not. Wow. 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 That is a blessing. That is a blessing. Great stuff. Also want to say thank you to everyone in the United States who gives to Hershey's for Heroes. If you don't know what Hershey's for Heroes is, you need to Google Hershey's for Heroes or find it on Facebook. It is an amazing grassroots effort, a message from Americans to the Israeli soldiers, where they send me thousands of chocolate bars. I'm not taking up money. Americans are sending me thousands of chocolate bars with a note on each one thanking the soldiers. We love you. We pray for you. Thank you for defending Israel. We are with you. And I get invited to bases, military bases, all across the country, and get to speak to the soldiers and tell them, do not give up land. Continue to stand for your country. Because this is not about land. This is about a Jewish presence. Because the world loves when the Jews are in the diaspora, which means when the Jews are scattered around the world. Because then they can be persecuted in pockets and have no strength to defend themselves. But when they're home in their chosen land, cut out by the feet of Abraham. Abraham had little scissors for feet. And God said go, and he cut out the land of Israel. But when they're here, in unison, they have strength. And God is with them to defend their country. So this is a powerful, powerful project, Hershey's for Heroes, that it shows the love of Americans towards the love of the Jewish soldiers. And I want to say thank you to everyone that gives to Hershey's for Heroes. Listen, I was just on a base in the Golan Heights, an artillery base, and my, the joy that those notes on those chocolates brought to these soldiers. Listen, I want to include a good friend of mine here, and ma'am, sometimes I have a hard time saying your name. Could you tell us your name?
Smadar.
Smadar.
Yeah.
I never want to insult a lady by mispronouncing her name.
It's okay, really. Yeah.
So I'm here with Smadar, and we're gonna talk about why Smadar's here in just a few minutes. But Smadar, you've seen on Facebook.
Yeah, I did.
What these soldiers, the smiles on their face.
They look so happy to get this chocolate bar. They look so happy. It's amazing what the chocolate Hershey did.
Can.
It's amazing. Really.
What an honor. Hey, Smadar, I walk up to these soldiers, and I'm going to teach a little Hebrew to the listeners.
Yeah.
I walk up, and they have no clue. Like, here's a white guy, tourist, with blonde hair and blue eyes, yeah. Like, suntan, you know, who is this guy? I walk up, and I say, Manishma, excuse me, in Hebrew. And they're like, they look at me like, and then I reach my hand out, and I say, Todah. Tada, thank you. And they're like, Mazeh, for what? For what?
Yeah.
Thank you for defending the Jewish state.
Wow.
They're shocked. Because when you have to serve in the military, when it's mandatory, and most everybody, my experience has been, yeah. They know they have to.
Yeah.
It's something you do. So it's not because Israelis, they don't hear it all the time. It's not because you're not thankful, Smadar. for their service, but it's because a foreigner comes up and says thank you.
It's hard to explain it. It's a wow. It's a big wow.
Yeah.
Because I see you, Michael. You look different than the Israeli, and you can say thank you. It's like, wow, thank you to you to be here. Thank you for defending this country. Thank you for be Israel what she is. It's something really big, and it's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
It's so exciting.
It is.
Really.
Like when you and I, the few conversations we've had, it's like we just feed off of each other.
Exactly.
Like excitement and joy that we know God is, this is, picked this land for the Jewish people.
Yeah.
A safety, a security for the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And it's very powerful.
It's very powerful and excited, and to see this land after 2,000 years that we have the home to be, and it's our home. We don't have anywhere to go.
Ken.
This is our home. This is the Jewish state home.
Ken, wow.
Wow.
Wow. You know, the Italians don't have any problem calling it Italy.
Yeah.
The French have no problem calling it France.
Yeah.
The Germans have no problem calling it Germany.
Yeah.
But God forbid that the Jews should say this is the Jewish state. It's like, oh my gosh, offensive to the world.
Yes.
You know what, Smadar? I want to say this as someone who's not Jewish. I don't care what the world thinks.
Exactly. I wish.
I don't care what they think. Ma'am, I'll tell you, I'll fight.
Yeah.
I will fight. Fight. Fight, fight, and give my life for the Jewish people to maintain their homeland. I love this country, and the people here have been good to me.
Yeah.
They have changed my life.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
I had a friend of mine, David. I spoke to you with you about my friend David, one of my Gentile brothers, my Jewish Gentile, pro-Israel Gentile brothers.
Yeah.
And he saw me. He looked at my face one day. He said, I can see on your face that this is, you found what you're supposed to do. And Smadar,
your destiny. Your destiny.
Ken, I've never felt more energy, more peace, more faith, more submission to the hand of a loving God than I have until I came to this country.
Wow. You feel God here?
Can.
You feel God
Can.
Here?
I feel God wherever I go.
Wow.
But being here and doing what I'm doing, I feel contentment.
And blessed
every day. Wow. Hey, Ms. Smadar, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Michael. Glad to be here, too.
And listen, we're going to come into what you're doing here in Israel. In fact, we're here in the not the capital. The world likes to think it's the capital.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, this city, Tel Aviv, is the capital of research, the capital of technology,
exactly.
The capital of medicine, medical research, technology. The whole country is the capital of agriculture.
Exactly.
Amazing what you've done in 65 years.
Yes, it's amazing, Michael. Really amazing.
A miracle.
It's only 65 years. It's nothing.
Nothing.
It's nothing.
But now we won't let the world and all their embassies here in Tel Aviv call this the capital. We that know better, the listeners who don't listen to the leftist media, we know that Jerusalem is really the capital.
Jerusalem, the holy Jerusalem.
Yerushalayim. Wow, I love to say that, especially when I hear a tikva.
Wow.
That I'd cry.
Really?
I cry at a tikva.
Wow. Every word in the tikva, it's symbol the struggle,
the hope,
the hope, a lot of blood
can
goes for just to the Jewish will stay here in Israel.
Can
nothing to
the hope,
especially the hope,
exactly. So we're here in Tel Aviv in Cafe on Bialik Street.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful evening.
It's beautiful.
It is. We couldn't ask for any better when it comes to the weather.
It's beautiful weather now,
and you know,
we are outside and we enjoy the weather.
People walking by, little children coming by.
Yeah,
Ima is mama in Hebrew, and we've got people all around us speaking Hebrew. We've got Russian girls next to us.
Yeah,
that immigrated from Russia. Many Jews that came from Russia, they were persecuted. And in fact, you know that there was a time when the Russian government said, you cannot come.
Yes.
You cannot come. We forbid you to go to Israel.
Yeah.
But then in the 90s, they said, okay, get out.
Get out.
Just like Pharaoh said to the Jewish people in Egypt.
In the Red Sea.
In the Red Sea, go, get out. Get out. Wow. We're getting some good stuff here, Smadar. Wow.
Very good stuff.
But it's a beautiful evening. And we have a very important holiday coming up.
Yeah.
On Sunday. At sundown. Anyone that doesn't mind?
Monday. It's on Monday.
Monday at sundown?
The Holocaust is on Monday.
So it starts Monday at sundown.
Ah, okay. It started on Sunday evening.
Right.
And it
goes all day.
All day.
Until Monday evening.
Exactly, yeah.
So anyone, the listeners who don't know, you know, it's amazing because Christianity, history has changed to, actually, I think, to mock God. Because the Christians should be going by the Jewish calendar.
Oh, okay.
That's God's calendar. That's God's timing.
Okay.
And so the Jewish calendar is every holiday, every event is from sundown. Even Sabbath is from sundown to sundown.
Sundown, yeah.
Where we have things from sun up to sundown, sun up.
Yeah.
Or from sun up to sundown in the same day.
Yes.
So, did you want to interject something?
No, it's okay. You're
okay.
Right.
So it starts, we have Holocaust Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And it's a very important time.
It's very important time, yeah.
And
everything is closed.
Everything's closed. That's what I love about this country. Everything's closed in honor.
In honor to the Holocaust.
The people who died in the Holocaust.
Who died in the Holocaust. And everything is closed. And it's on the TV and the radio station. You see a lot of movies. What's happened there in Europe.
Can.
In the World War II. They talk about it. You see everything that people will want to forget. Don't forget what's happened there.
The Holocaust. Never forget.
Never forget.
That's the phrase, never forget. No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. Oh, hey, she's sweating a little bit. She says her English. Listen, Israelis tell me all the time, they're like, well, my English is not so good. And I tell them, you know, you speak better English than most Americans do, you know? We got all this slang, and people are like, what was that? Are you? I ask them, are you speaking a foreign language right now? Because I don't understand a word of English you're saying. And you're American, you know? So, Smadar, you don't have, sorry about that.
No,
you don't have to worry about a thing. The American people love to hear your voice
and
what you have to say.
Thank you.
So, hey, you know
I love
what?
Them too.
Can.
I love Sababa. Them too, really. Sababa, yeah, woo!
So listen, let me ask you, you work for, let's get some background, because you told me some of your background, and I think it's important to get a little background on yourself, because it your background makes up your personality.
Yeah.
The person, your qualities,
mm-hmm.
your characteristics, your principles, and who you are today, and why you do what you do.
Exactly, okay.
So, I want to, you gave me a little bit of your background, which is very interesting. Well, now, you said your parents are from where?
Okay, my parents was born in Iraq.
In Iraq?
In Iraq, yeah.
Where Nebuchadnezzar used to have the empire there, Babylon.
the Babylon.
Yeah.
It was there. And even Abraham was born in Iraq in a city which called Ur Kasdim. This is the city, yeah?
Yeah.
This is the first city.
This is a challenge for those who say they know the Bible but need to go, probably going to need to look stuff up. You know what I mean? So your parents came to Israel when?
My parents came to Israel in the 1950s.
In the 1950s?
Yes.
Not long after the state was born.
Only two years after.
Let me say reborn.
Reborn. Okay. I like it. Reborn.
Can.
Yeah. The Israeli state reborn in 1948. And the Jewish Iraq came from Iraq in 1950 until 1972.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned something, because they came, or let me say it's 1950 to 1972. So did they empty, during that time they were coming, so that means are there no more Jews left in Iraq?
No more Jews.
Wow.
No more.
And they needed to leave.
They needed to leave. First of all, the Muslims make a lot of difficult
right.
for the Jewish because they say they are Zionists.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
For all you Jews at home listening that are left wing, the word Zionist is not a bad word. It's a biblical word.
Yeah.
It's a biblical word.
It's a biblical word. You're right. And they said everyone who just said the Israel word, they said you are a Zionist. And they took this person, go to the square, and hang up.
They hung them. Wow.
Without trial, without protect themselves, without nothing.
Wow.
And they did it for many years to the Jewish.
That shows you, look, this still happens today.
Yes.
The Muslim people are so deceived. I'm going to say it. There's no Allah. The Quran is a lie. There's no virgins waiting after you die. Muhammad, I'm saying this, Michael Gannot, Inside Israel, I am Inside Israel Sideway. I can say what I want.
Exactly.
And no one can stop me.
Yeah.
Muhammad historically was a bloodthirsty, self-appointed false prophet that molested children and raped them.
I heard about it. It's terrible.
And there's people that follow this, and I'm sorry for their deception, but I'm looking out for the Jewish state. I haven't got time to worry about them. Let somebody else do it. I don't mean to sound cold, but this country is very important.
Yeah.
So they were persecuted, very persecuted.
Persecuted, yeah. And they took them. My father, his name was Zion.
Ah, T-Z-I-O-N.
Z-I-O-N.
Ken.
Zion.
T-Z-I-O-N?
No, Z.
Oh, just Z-I-O-N.
Just Z, yeah.
Wow.
This was his name. He was in Iraq. It was like
okay, take your time.
Jewish
take your time.
Movement.
Right.
For Zionism.
For Zionism.
Yeah, exactly, the movement. And he was teaching Hebrew.
Really? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was teaching Hebrew.
Wow. You know what? God
was
using
teenager.
Him. God was using him to prepare the Jews to come home so they could speak the language.
Yeah. Wow.
God uses us, and sometimes we don't know it.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
When you talk to your father, you tell him.
He's dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know.
Okay. He was dying in 1995.
95. God was using your father.
Yeah. He also half from the government, a war, from his movement in Iraq.
From the U.S., from the Israeli government.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I bet you're a proud daughter.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And also he has a nickname in Iraq that they will not recognize him. You have his nickname?
Ken.
Not Zion, in a different name.
Ah, so they gave him a different name to deny the fact. Wow.
And if somebody will catch him and say it's not me, and they have to be very careful. And also there is a person, his name Shlomo Hillel. He was in the government. Can. In Israeli government.
Right.
I think he's very old now.
He's alive now, but he's old.
He's alive, but he's old. And he was the chief of this movement. And he became some Jewish people to Israel. And he also have from the government
an award.
The prize.
Yeah.
Also my father,
wow.
My dad.
Wow.
And it's very... they take chance. They risk themselves.
They risk them, right.
The risk. They live a lot of risk.
Risk. No, right. You're right. You're doing good. You're so funny. Hey, these folks love you. You're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Okay. And I heard a lot of stories about the Iraq movement. And it's very exciting. It's very emotional. Just to listen what they did to come here.
Right. To risk everything.
To risk everything.
For freedom.
Freedom.
For freedom.
For freedom.
Wow.
Even the daughters, they're not allowed to go outside in the dark, in the street of Baghdad, in Hanakin city where my parents was born. Hanakin.
Can.
They're not allowed, but now here they have a freedom.
Right, wow.
So they fight for this freedom.
Can. Wow.
And when they came to Israel, they have an airplane, took them,
right,
and they leave everything there.
Oh, wow.
My father, his father, my grandfather, has a hotel. They have a...
In Iraq.
In Iraq. They have a fabric store.
Right.
They have a lot of houses. They just left everything, all the property, and they came only with
the ring.
The ring.
The marriage.
The marriage ring.
Wow.
And
the wedding ring. Wow.
The wedding ring, and they came here.
Wow, Smadar, what a sacrifice.
Yeah.
To be free.
Just to be free. Just to live in a proud Judaism, to be free, not to
live under oppression.
Oppression and fear.
Right. Wow. You know what? Listen, I'm going to say this. Smadar, I'm going to say this to the American Jews. You have no right to talk about this country in the United States, in the comfort of the United States of America, to even utter the word two-state solution. You are a liar and a fraud if you sit in the comfort of the United States while these people sacrifice daily to make this country better.
Daily, every day.
Every day.
Just because they are Jewish.
Just because they're Jewish. Absolutely. Listen, don't you wave the Israeli flag. Don't you talk about God while you're in the United States, while these people are here, and you risk nothing. Nothing. It's easy to go to Washington, D.C. and lobby and say you're pro-Israel. That costs you nothing. You're not... Ken, go ahead. That cost the American Jews nothing. And you need to leave your leftist ideology, your homosexuality, your abortion. Leave it in the United States. Leave that garbage in the United States of America. Don't you bring it to God's blessed land. You need to listen up. Do not bring it, but you have every obligation to come here and stand with these people and fight. You have an obligation and a mandate from the Almighty Himself to come home. If you do not like what I'm saying, you take it up with God and the Holy Scriptures. Wow. Wow, that's what I got to say about that. This is my radio show. I can say what I want. Come to Israel if you don't like it. Come and face me. I love it. Wow, that's powerful stuff, Smadar. Hey, thank you for what you're saying. Folks need to hear it. And they need to know that the Israelis, it's an insult. It is a complete insult to the Jewish people that are born and raised here, that fight every day, while you sit in the United States of America and wave the Israeli flag and talk about your love. You need to come here. And that's all I need to say about this issue. But it's a soapbox for me. So Smadar's on the phone, actually. We don't like to cut out or edit. We like pure and natural. So anyways, the daughter's coming back to us.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Wow. Hey, listen, I got to say what I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, those American Jews, I hope you're listening. Especially those left ones.
Yeah.
I tell them, you know what? Hey, listen, Spinal, I don't care if people in this town, especially Tel Aviv, don't agree with me. I said, leave your homosexuality and leave your abortion back in the United States of America, because you don't bring it to God's country. We need all the Jewish babies you can get. And we need men and women loving each other, making lots of babies.
Yeah, a lot of babies. A lot of babies.
Okay, all right. So, Smadar.
Yeah.
We've got, let me say this. We have about 5 minutes left in this segment. I need to, tell me about what it was like to grow up here. Because you're how old? Can I ask your age?
Yeah, sure. I'm 42.
42. We're the same age.
Yeah.
So you grew up during the 80s. You grew up during the 80s here.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up here in Israel? Now, you were born and raised here in Tel Aviv?
Yeah.
What was it like? Because all this we see around us wasn't here.
I was born in Rishon LeZion. It's near Tel Aviv.
Yeah, I know that town.
Like
it's great.
15 minutes here by car. How it's like? It was a great, a warm people.
Can.
And it was my childhood, especially here. Personal, it was great. It was really, really good to raise it. You see in the street all the people like the IDF.
The Israeli Defense Force.
Israeli Defense Force.
Love the soldiers.
Love the soldier. Helps them. If any soldier was hurt, everybody's crying. Everybody feels sad. It was like united.
Yeah. This is, you know, I've been told, and I see it every day that I'm here. I see it among the soldiers. This is like a family.
It's like a family, really. You come here. It doesn't matter when you can feel family.
You can.
They will let you feel family also.
No, people since I've been here have treated me amazingly well.
Yeah.
Have, you know, I had some of these leftists in the United States. I had to keep going back to this because we don't want to be, we're not all about negative. We need to talk about the good things. But
positive, yeah.
I had some leftist Jews in the United States and say, oh, Israel's oppressive, they'll never accept you, you're not Jewish, you're an outsider. I'm going to tell you, there, I have been more blessed being around the people in this country who have embraced me, who have treated me like their family. If you, I can't even find the right words to describe how amazingly blessed I've been. Every day I wake up, I go to my window, I say, Baruch Hashem, thank God.
Yeah.
It's another day in the Baruch Jewish state. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I need to get that down.
A lot of...
So now, is your mother still alive?
Yeah, sure.
How old is she?
She's in the 70s.
In her 70s. 70, yeah. My mother's 73, so...
Yeah, 73.
Yeah, yeah, nice, yeah. Nice. Now, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother, younger than me.
Ken,
what's... He's 41.
Oh, okay, so you're not far apart in age.
Yeah, no.
So is he married and have children?
Yeah, he's married. His wife is have to be...
She's pregnant now?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Wow, that was funny, those hand gestures you made about the stomach. You couldn't find the word. That's all right. That's hilarious. So she's pregnant. So you're going to be an aunt. Are you an aunt already?
Yeah, thanks God. I'm not an aunt. It's going to be my first time.
Wow.
Very excited.
Wow. So you're not married or have children?
No, not.
But God willing, you're going to be.
I hope so.
You're going to have little Davids, not diplomats. We need
Davids.
That will fight for Israel.
Yeah.
Wow. God bless you. God bless you, lady.
You too.
We need Jewish children. We love them.
We need.
You know, it's amazing because we're almost done here. Listen, I want to say we're about done with this segment. Smadar, we got some great stuff coming up in the next segment.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you to everyone that's listening to the show.
Thank you. Toda rabba.
That means thank you very much,
in
Hebrew.
Yeah.
In Hebrew. And when you hear me say can, I'm saying yes. In agreement with you. Or amen. Amen.
I mean it's
amen. Can. So we'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Toda.
This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel. Every day, the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gonneau. Thank you, God bless Patriot conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
Friendship.
It's a friendship.
We don't know each other that well.
But I can feel like I know you so many years.
Can. When I say can, I mean yes. And we're going to have, in a little bit, we're going to have my executive administrator join us. I don't say her name a lot, and I'll tell you why, because she's a behind-the-scenes girl.
Okay.
And she's like, Michael, you don't have to mention my name, you don't have to tell what I do, but she has been very instrumental in Hershey's for Heroes and Insight to Israel, and I'm very grateful for her. She just called me, and she's going to join us. And I've got another guy that is going to join us also that came from the United States, and he brought 200 Hershey's for Heroes chocolate bars.
He's a hero. He is the real hero.
He is a hero. He is going to actually join us. And I don't want to give too much away too soon, but he is actually going to be, he's from Texas. He's going to be the coordinator for Hershey's for Heroes. I have to stay up hours at night because of the time difference. And I'm always emailing, I'm always calling saying, can you send me some chocolate bars? With the radio show and the videos and the travel and the appointments and everything that I do by myself, I'm not a martyr. But I do it because I love it, because I've been able for myself, for two reasons. Number one, because I love Israel, and the truth needs to be told about the greatness of these people and this country and its history, its current day, and it's a labor of love that at the same time it does get a little burdensome to do everything by yourself, and you want to do more. I can never rest, Madar. I feel like I'm not doing enough. Even when I sleep, my mind is working.
Wow.
And, you know, this is why Insight to Israel is listened by so many people. Because when you work in labor, and that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to expend our energy working towards something that's principled and good, that brings Him glory. And brings Him credit, and yet at the same time, our lives are blessed. You know?
For sure.
So, and that brings us to what you do.
Yeah, yes.
Because you work for an organization. Tell us about the organization, the name, and what you got. Because, and I want you, in the beginning, when you tell us about who you work for, what they do, to tell us why you, in the beginning, in the second half, tell us why you do what you do for the organization. Why do you do it? So tell us about the organization and what it does. I have you on again from... No, go ahead. You mean... So...
I will say the organization I work for.
Okay.
His name is Amcha.
A-M-C-H-A. Amcha. Okay. Amcha. Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. We have
a
website.
Can you tell us the website? I think it's www.amcha.com.
AMCHA.com
or .org.
.com. Yeah.
Let's do it again. www.amcha.com.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we're going to post that on the
okay.
So people can go there.
We have a website. You can come on inside and to see in Hebrew, but
we have Google Translate for that.
okay.
So.
All right. So, what the organization does?
Yeah.
Is
fine.
Like that. There is a Holocaust survivor coming to this organization, and we bring them therapy, discussion, talks.
Right, counseling.
Counseling with the therapist.
Therapist? No, you're doing good.
Psychologist. And social worker?
Social workers.
And they can speak about the past?
Can. Wow.
It's very, very important to this person, to these people.
To these people, yeah.
That they through what they...
That they talk about what they've been through.
Yeah, to talk about it. Also, we have... it's like a club.
Yeah.
For these people, it's the first generation for the Holocaust.
Wow, so they're the first people that were here in Israel after 1948.
Yeah.
Did some even come before 1948?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
After the Holocaust, they came before the state was...
Reborn.
Reborn, and after the state was reborn.
Wow, what a history that you get to deal with.
Yeah, a lot of history. When you see this, when you saw this picture, they have a lot of picture. It's like, wow, this is a very big history. What these people get through.
What they went through.
What they went through.
Wow, wow. So, how long has this organization been in existence? How long has it been around? Do you know?
I know the organization is like from the 60s. From the 60s.
You ready? All right.
Yeah.
And we're back. We had a little disruption there, but that's okay. We're back
that's
on track.
Okay.
So the organization has been around for a while.
They gave them mental support for the
mental,
Holocaust.
Mental, emotional support.
Support for the Holocaust survivor and for the second generation, even the third generation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't imagine or wrap my mind around what these folks...
Been through.
What they've been through, suffered, sacrificed.
Suffered a lot.
And they built this country.
They built this country.
Again. We have my executive administrator just walked up.
Ah, shalom.
And,
Wow,
it's good.
It's not over yet.
We're recording right now. Sit down. We brought you a seat. And thank you for being here with us. Wow, I want to publicly acknowledge my executive administrator who has been a huge help to Hershey's for Heroes and Insight to Israel. I wouldn't know what bus to take if it weren't for this woman.
Yeah.
Would you mind chiming in, executive administrator, and saying hello to the audience?
Hello from Israel.
So, and we have one more person joining us here in a little bit. And it's going to be a nice little, and you have someone joining us also. Wow.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. So, we have the Holocaust Remembrance Day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said in the first segment, it's very honored and revered. You know, I always say that Israel was built on the brains and the bronze, the strength, and the blood of the Jewish people.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that's what's made it... And many of them, maybe not as religious as some people would like, but they believed in God, and they knew the purpose in coming here. And go ahead. You want to say something?
They believe in God.
Okay.
And they believe in the Jewish state.
Yes.
And they will build it. It doesn't matter if they are religion or not religion. It doesn't matter.
It's the safe place.
Yeah. They know this is the home of the Jewish.
Wow.
They know that.
Wow, that's powerful. So let me ask you. You help facilitate a lot of the things that happen in Amka.
Amcha.
CHA is Cha.
Yeah.
And Amcha. Now, how long have you been working with them?
I worked with them 2 years.
2 years.
Three years.
Now, how did you happen to get this to start working with them? Tell us.
First of all, I like to help people.
Can.
And I want to work on a
foundation.
Foundation.
No, you're doing good. Foundation.
I want to work. And it's like was like a miracle when I found work, a job.
Right.
I was sitting in a coffee shop like this, talking to my friend about the Holocaust, and just a couple was sit next to them to our table.
Wow!
And I just asked them, "How was in the Holocaust?" I asked them something. I don't remember what exactly. And they said, "We're working on this Holocaust organization." And they said, "Wow." they look for a
someone to work there.
To work there, they said yes. Give me your phone number, and that's what happened. And after a week, I worked there.
Wow! Yeah. Wow! So did you get that? Did you get that, executive administrator? You've seen the miracles. You've seen what.
It's like a miracle, really.
You need to slot in closer here and jump in this conversation.
It's like God said, Smadar, you should work there.
Wow, wow. Hey, let me, you know, I don't want to interrupt, but I think this is good for every folk. Here, executive administrator, I try not to say her name. It's just she wants to be anonymous, and she's a good woman.
Yeah, very good. She looks...
Listen, since you and I have been working together, she does volunteer work, and she does I can't say it enough.
If you talk about volunteers, sorry for the... I need to say that in Austin, our organization,
okay. We
have a lot of volunteers
right. That
came to the survivors, to their homes.
To their homes.
Because the real survivor cannot walk. They don't have friends, they don't have family, they don't have children.
Wow.
So they came once in a week. Yeah.
You
talk to them, take them to the coffee shop, go to the museum, teach them a computer, whatever. And they are making a holy work.
A holy work.
Wow.
Holy work, really.
Wow.
And sometimes they are so alone.
Right.
How many volunteers do you have?
Wow, a lot.
Jump in there, executive administrator.
How many Holocaust survivors come to this?
There's no left so much, but in the club it's like 102. Exactly.
102?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Insight to Israel is going to start. I've been wanting to do that. You know I have executive administrator.
We both want that.
Wow.
Maybe we'll come to the club and
we went to Jerusalem. Why? I don't know.
Didn't get anything done. Got nothing accomplished, but we're going to start. Insight to Israel is going to take up a Holocaust survivor. Look at this guy. We've got one of my Gentile brothers here, and here's this guy came all the way from. Wow, we're going to have a great show here. We're not going to detract from what we're talking about here, but this all goes in together.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there? You need to come over here.
Over there?
Let's actually slide this table. Let's slide it in just a little bit.
Okay.
Let's slide it in just a little so we have plenty of room and not block the people on the sidewalk.
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
But we're going to be on another show with Alexander from Texas.
That's right.
You brought 200 Hershey's for Heroes for us.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a whole radio show on that and the importance of Hershey's for Heroes and that message.
Recording?
Yeah, we're recording now. Yeah, look at his eyes. Your eyes were just as big as that video when I said you were Jewish. And you're like, people love that. They, what? I'm not Jewish. You got the curly hair, brother. That's awesome stuff. So, Okay, so, wow, this is great stuff. We've got all these good folks around, and it's I'm feeling it today on a good Thursday before Shabbat.
Yes.
We're going to start. What we're going to do is we're going to keep going here, but Insight to Israel is going to take up a Holocaust survivor and take him to coffee. I think it's important.
My God, it's going to be a huge, great things to do.
We're going to do that. And
you can also, in our club, you can come and to have a lecture on America.
I would love to do that.
About everything.
A lecture.
You know what? I would be honored to come and talk to them about how we appreciate their sacrifice for this country.
Wow.
I would love to do that and how Americans love them. When we came to the pre-Pesach dinner, if you could see the response Americans put when I posted the videos and the pictures, they said, the greatest
really?
People, yes.
You saw it?
I agree. Yeah, I saw it. And I do lectures in America on the 800,000 refugees. You know, people talk about the right of return, but what about the Jewish people that were kicked out of Persia, you know, Iran, Iraq, Baghdad had a very big Jewish community, Yemen had parts where
people were kicked out.
People in all of the Maghreb and that whole region were kicked out. Asked to leave or to stay and die or pay taxes, things like that, you know, but no more, you know, they cannot talk just about the one side, you know, with the UNRWA. They got to talk about the right of the Israeli Jews to return to their lands and to receive the compensation for their property.
exactly.
Wow. This guy's going to be on the next radio show.
Then it is fair. But if not, only over the Palestinian right of return? No. We were given many options to the Palestinians.
Wow, you're so right.
Is there someone that can talk with, more than you do?
From the Balfour Declaration onwards, yeah. I mean, we have had so many issues. You know, we've sacrificed so much over here. You know, and so what about that?
My God.
This is another American.
This is what I think. What I think about it all the time. You just say it, wow.
I do this in America. I do this in Houston.
I didn't even know this guy until...
I need to be his friend.
Ken. Yes. Wow. Thank you for that. And listen, we're going to do a whole radio show with you, brother, while putting some notes on some Hershey's for Heroes.
Wow, Alexander.
God bless you, Alexander. God bless you, bro.
God bless you.
Yeah, he says Baruch Hashem. Wow.
Him, we will do it.
Ken.
Anything is possible with him.
Anything.
Absolutely.
Zionist is.
Wow.
Jerusalem, Gen David.
Wow.
Do you know who Danny Luce is? Anybody?
Danny?
The Seven Principles of Zionism. That book?
No.
I'm the editor.
Wow.
My other name is Mordecai Ben.
Where can I buy
Mordecai
this?
Mordecai Ben Zion is my other name.
Where can I get the book?
Where can you get the book?
On Amazon.
Here it is, the bookstore?
No, in Amazon.
For us?
On Amazon?
Dan Illouz. Illouz.
I will read it.
He works with the Knesset.
It's in English?
In Hebrew.
Ah, really?
Hebrew and English.
What is the name of the book?
Seven Principles of Zionism.
Seven Principles of Zionism.
Seven Principles.
Go to purchase the book.
Go to Amazon and get the seven. We're going to talk about that in the next show.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it because, wow, that's amazing. The people I meet on Facebook.
Woo!
God bless it. Wow, that's great.
God bless you, Mike.
Man, I'll tell you what, this is fruit. This is like meat for us today.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're going to take on one of these Holocaust survivors.
Yeah.
We're going to love them.
Wow.
We're going to love them. We are going to love them.
They want a lot of attention.
Hey, I love a lot of attention. We're going to give it back and forth.
They
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're
going
to give it back and forth. So, okay, so what has this done for you? Let's repeat what you had said. You're sitting in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Talking with some friends about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Some people sitting next to you.
Right next to me.
And you were asking them about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Now, were they in the Holocaust?
They know. They're younger.
Okay.
They're third generation.
Third generation.
Yeah.
So they obviously heard you talking.
I asked them.
You asked them.
I asked them.
And they work for the organization you work for now.
Yes.
And they said, we're going to give you a job.
Yeah.
And a week later, you're working for them.
A week later.
My. I'll tell you, when a man or woman opens their heart to the Almighty, you never know. Wow.
Yeah.
What can happen?
First of all, the second thing,
please.
I like very a lot of much.
No, go ahead. Say it.
English, but I like old people.
Yeah.
I love them.
They have so much to offer to the world.
They are so... Oh, yeah.
And that's
I love them.
Yeah. They're emunah, right? They have
faith.
They believe.
They're seasoned.
I love them so much.
Yes.
I love them so much. And I want to work with them all the time. All the time. I'm enjoying to work with them.
Yeah.
They are even the Holocaust survivor, the Iraqi people, whatever. I like them. And most of that, the Holocaust survivor.
Wow.
They need a lot of attention. They want to get listening to the story and what they been through.
Right, what they've been through.
And it's amazing story. You will never believe that people, just today, somebody told me, a woman, she came to Amchan, she want to the club, they want to join the club. She told me when she was two years, she have babysitter.
Mm-hmm. She had a babysitter.
Sitter of her brother, that he only, his age is 6 months. She need to take care of him.
Oh, wow.
After, okay, that one. No, it's okay. You don't have to. It's okay.
The dead survived.
The parents survived.
Need to survive. And, okay, she was born in Poland.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Her dad and his grandfather and grandmother was killed by the Nazis.
Wow.
And her mother took a train to Russia.
To Russia.
To Russia. And they live, they actually born to Uzbekistan.
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 Yeah.
And she need to survive.
Yes.
and she'll get work. And she was only 2 years ago.
2 years old. Yeah.
And she needs to take care of her brother. She just
six months.
And I said, but you are a baby.
Exactly.
You are a baby.
Wow.
How you can take care of another baby?
So she survived and took care of her little brother, baby. Yeah. That's amazing.
Wow.
And she said, we don't have childhood.
Right. You didn't have no childhood.
They didn't have childhood.
Wow.
We have a lady like that in Houston.
Really?
I work with the Holocaust survivors in Houston. That's pretty cool.
Wow, nice.
It's okay.
Wow, Alexander.
No, hey, we're going to have a great call.
I love.
Whatever you want to contribute, but AMCA, do you know about AMCA?
No.
AMCA, by the way, is your people. This is the meaning.
AMCA.
AMCA.
You remember that they talk about the nickname?
You ain't right. You know Hebrew better than I do, and I live here.
You remember the nickname that I told that my father in Iraq, he said his different name?
Yes.
Not his real name?
Right.
So exactly, AMCA also, it's like a nickname for the people, the partisans.
The partisans.
Yeah, that they don't, if they say AMCA, they know they are partisans. Exactly. They are good people.
Wow.
It's like the way to hide the name and who it is, really.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like
so they would say
like
AMCA,
you know?
to identify each other.
Ah, so you are okay if you say, exactly.
So to identify each other, they would say AMCA.
Yeah. AMCA.
So that way they knew they were a partisan that was fighting.
They are partisan and they are, okay, they're good. They're not the Germany
or the same
or the,
team.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that. You're giving us a piece of history here. Wow, didn't even know that.
Right.
And wow. Yeah. So that's where the name came from.
Yeah.
And let me say this again. Let's repeat this. AMCA was a term that was used during the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So that Jews would know who other Jews were.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could separate themselves from everyone else that wasn't Jewish that might be after them. Perfect way.
You're right. Perfect way to explain it.
Wow, such knowledge that I didn't even know this, and I love the history during that time. Wow, that is fantastic.
Fantastic.
So how many people actually work at AMCA? How many are actually paid? Because you're a non-profit.
No, we are not profit organization.
You're a non-profit.
What? Inside, go out.
People donate? It's a non-profit organization, and people make donations.
Yes.
Wow. So how many people are volunteers, and how many people are paid to work at, do you know?
Oh, okay. First of all, we have many all over the country. In Jerusalem, in Haifa. No, AMCA.
Oh, they're all over the country.
Yeah, all
okay.
over the country.
Wow, fascinating.
From the north to the south.
Yeah. East and west.
East and west, yeah.
Not much west, but okay.
Yeah, not much west. This is
not
a big country.
So very small.
People, and soon enough, not much east. But
yeah, we're not giving up any land, though. My brother and I will fight. So people make donations to AMCA.
Yeah.
And this helps the Holocaust survivors. Yeah. So you have people that are like yourself that are employed by the organization. How many people work in your office here in
It's like
Ramadan?
About, we are 17.
17 people.
Yeah.
How many of you are volunteers?
Volunteers.
In your office.
Okay.
In Ramadan.
My office, there is no volunteer. The organization of volunteers is not stay here. It's in Holon. But
in Holon, which is down the coast.
Like
bit.
About, it's like about 50 volunteers.
Maybe? Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
50 volunteers.
All over the country? Not all over, only here in
Ramagan.
Ramagan.
50 volunteers.
Nice.
Wow, that's nice. And, that's a good number.
And the number of the Holocaust survivors are?
In our organization, only in Ramagan is 102.
Ah. Wow, we've got some work to do, guys.
50 volunteers for 100 people. It's
we've
nice.
Got some work to do to encourage these folks and take care of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now, what are the activities that you...
Please jump in here, Executive Minister. I like that. Hey, life ain't all about me, even though I like to think that way, you know? No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What are the activities that you do in this office here?
Okay. We have trips.
Oh, trips.
Do you take them to the hotel?
Yeah.
Where for example, did you take them? That was the last trip.
For example, the last trip is from the Khiriya Mountain.
Oh, it's it's the garbage mantle that became an organ.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Israel has a very amazing... It used to be, it's what they call a landfill in the United States. It's huge. It's huge. This is a mountain of trash that they, Israel, this country knows how to take
reclamation
stuff.
Yeah.
That was nothing and make it into something.
Yes. Yep.
And
yes.
On top of this, it's got what? Tell us what this huge mountain of trash is now, not trash, but it's actually grass growing on it.
Became a park, a national park.
Wow.
And you
took them to this park.
Yeah.
And what did you do while you were at this park?
And they explained how they bring the garbage to be like the park, how it became.
Wow.
It's called Ariel Sharon Park.
Yes. Ariel Sharon Park. Ariel Sharon. The butcher, I love that guy, even though we don't like to use the word during this time. But he stood up for Israel. He fought for Israel.
Which other trips did you take them to?
Okay. First of all, they take them on Sunday. Yeah, Yad Vashem.
Yad Vashem.
On Sunday.
Which is the Holocaust Museum here in Israel.
Yes.
In Jerusalem.
Museum.
Yeah.
They took them for exactly like to the Tel Aviv Museum for Art.
Oh, nice.
They took them... for exactly on Sunday to the Boys Mountain, Harabanim.
The Boys?
Where is it?
It's in Ramat Gan.
Yeah.
In Ramat Yitzchak.
Okay.
We took them to the ceremony of the Holocaust.
She took them to the ceremony. That's good that you, wow.
Yeah. Going to take them.
So you do a lot of activities to keep them
first
active.
First of all, they have like lecture for example, physiotherapy.
Yeah. What?
Help
for
them.
Physical therapy.
They have also
keeps their mind fresh.
Hugging.
Circles like
painting.
Ah, you do artwork, stuff like that. Keep their mind fresh.
Yoga. Exercise.
I can't imagine doing yoga at 90, but that's good. It keeps them limber, you know?
They do it on the chairs.
Okay.
They want to lay down.
Nice.
If they will lay down, they won't get up.
So you, exactly. So you do everything you can to keep their body, their mind, and their spirit fresh.
Also, we have, I didn't mention it, we have
you're relying on
Couples therapy.
Couples therapy. Now for married couples?
For married couples.
Nice.
And suddenly I took a phone. Kibalti telephone. Forgot the English.
No, cool. You got a phone call.
I got a phone call.
Okay.
Somebody, you want a therapy for couple. And he was born in 1970.
1917. And he and his wife want to come for counseling to help them out.
His wife.
Which...
1917.
It's almost 100 years old.
Wow. That's almost
97 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And
it's very clear.
And now and they have problems with the marriage now?
Yeah.
Hey, who doesn't? You know what I mean? Who doesn't?
She probably doesn't want to sleep with him.
It's never too late. It's never late. And he's really, really nice person.
She's funny.
What she said?
No, it's okay.
It was a joke.
Anyway.
It was a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
Okay, so... So this guy calls you. Everybody needs help.
Everybody needs help. Doesn't matter what your age is.
And Amka's there.
And Amka is there. And they said to me, Smadar, it's my second home.
Oh,
Smadar,
wow.
It's my second home.
That's how much
now
you help.
Now we have
them.
A vacation, a Passover vacation.
Yes.
And they told me today, Smadar, we miss it. It's our second home.
Wow.
We miss it. So
that's how much Amka helps these Holocaust survivors.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's very powerful. You know, listen, we have less than a minute. Do you want to say anything else before we go? We're going to have you on again.
Oh, I would love to come here to talk on the radio again. And I want to say that, Michael, you are a very special man. I never seen somebody like you who loves Israel so much. And I never see, even the Israeli are not like this. And Alexander.
And now you met Alexander, my clone.
I had a talk on the bus, same thing that guy said.
Really? I never see such a people like you, full of energy. energy and love, and it's really special, and it's so proud. I'm so proud of you, and it's make me so excited. I feel so proud that you are come here to Israel. Tov, I feel so good.
Good.
And also, Alexander, it's really important. Exactly after what the Jewish suffer, a lot. They suffer a lot.
Listen, thank you. Thank you for being on the show. You're a great lady. God bless the United States of America, those who fight for right, for principles, for the Constitution, who believe in God, who keep our principles, and God bless Israel in her fight for sovereignty and security. Let's say it together. Amen.
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 You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.